This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. What a morning! James Franklin, he's real, and he's spectacular, and he's the football coach at Virginia Tech, which has two games left this season. You heard him talk about Saturday. He's going to bring a lot of recruits on Saturday because James Franklin's been recruiting. Even though he's not been a coach, a head coach, he's been recruiting because he knew he would be back in the game somewhere, and he knew it was important to him to be ready for that moment, to be ready to be to field a roster wherever he ended up, and that wherever is Virginia Tech, a place he knows. I think he'll be really good in Maryland right away. I think he'll be really good recruiting Virginia right away. You heard him say he was on the phone with all the top kids in Virginia after the news came out on Monday night, which is exactly what you'd want to hear as he hits the road. He told everybody, show up Saturday, because these guys are coming. These guys are coming on Saturday to see Virginia Tech, to see the facilities, to see if they want to play for James Franklin. And I know the atmosphere is going to be electric down there, especially when he's introduced during one of the timeouts. Senior day against Miami. But we all know the game Virginia Tech fans really want to win is next weekend. Tech UVA. UVA most likely, we'll get the official word coming out of Saturday, most likely playing for a spot in the ACC title game. How wild would that be for Tech in an undisputed down year to play spoiler to the Wahoos? That's a story we'll be watching all next week. Let's grab the A10 news real quick. We'll revisit this at 11 when Zach comes on. Bernadette McGlade will retire at the end of the year as commissioner of the Atlantic 10 Conference. I have been critical of her efforts to keep up with the Mountain West Conference. I think the closest comparable to the A-10, the Mountain West Conference, as they have consistently put multiple teams in the NCAA tournament each year, consistently been better at gaming that net ranking as the A-10 has really fallen off in that regard. It's an opportunity for the conference, though. New commissioner, new mentality, and certainly the constant right now in college sports is change. It'll be fascinating to see who takes on that job. James Franklin was at the podium, gave his pep talk. You heard that live here. If you missed that, grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. After he chatted, he did a press conference with some of the writers in attendance. He was asked about his time away from football. Now, we're going to be hearing this for the first time together here. This audio just in from Blacksburg. Here's James Franklin on his time away from football, his time between Vandy and Penn State, and what he brings to the Virginia Tech job.
Yeah, great question. So I think the first thing is, right, you take a deep breath. 15 years as a head coach, a lot of success, three straight years at Vanderbilt going to bowl games, two seasons where we won 9 games at Vanderbilt. We beat Georgia, Tennessee, and Florida all in the same season. That had never happened before. You go to Penn State, our first year off of sanctions, we win the Big Ten championship. In the last 3 years, there's only 4 programs in the country that won more games than us. And last year, a game away from playing for the national championship. So I say all that just to say there is a core belief system of how we do things that works. And we believe in that. And we have conviction in that. But there's also time to say, what things can we do better? How can we evolve? How can we grow? And I think the most important thing is we all got to look in the mirror. Right? We got to be authentic and we got to be transparent and say, what do we need to do to take the next step to be as successful as possible? And that's hard. That is hard to do, to be that honest with yourself. and be honest with the program. Just like everybody else, it probably starts with your phone, right? You know, being able to write notes in my phone. I have next staff notes. I have things that I learned through the process. Some of those things are for public consumption. Some of those things are for private, for me and my family. But areas that I know we need to grow and get better. So a lot of time to do it, more time than I've ever had in my life to do it, to be honest with you. Last week I was at the Old Dominion game. I tailgated for the first time ever, ate a hot dog, drank a beer. I'm not so sure if I'm supposed to say that or not. But tailgated for my first time ever in my life. And that time was good. It was painful, but it was good. And you know, for us, me and my family, to take a minute, recharge our battery, was very important. So we're going to take all those experiences, all those lessons learned, and pour them into Virginia Tech. But I will also say this. People that have been following my career and the things that we did at Penn State, what I'm talking about is what you see right now. The leadership, the commitment, and the alignment. And the nice thing for me is I'm walking in here, and that alignment already exists.
That's kind words from James Franklin, but I think he knows. He'll be here to reform some things and shake some things up. The foundation got laid with Whip Babcock, setting aside that money for the football program that he'll have to work with. But there's an infrastructure that needs to be built, a winning infrastructure, a championship infrastructure in Blacksburg. George weighs in on Twitter. You can check in. Michael P. in RVA if you want to give your thoughts on that. How can you not want to run through a brick wall after hearing that from James Franklin? Fantastic opening speech. We talk about coaches winning the press conference. I've seen coaches lose the press conference. It doesn't happen often. It's been done. Doesn't happen often. It's the easiest win he's going to get as a Virginia Tech football coach. And he was fantastic there. In his opening remarks, I think everybody's excited to see him next year. Well, he's got two easy wins because he opens next year with VMI at home. That'll be a win as well for James Franklin. Here's your schedule, James Franklin. Tell me if anything catches your ear. They open with VMI next year. They'll host Old Dominion, as they do. At Maryland, week three, James Franklin against Coach Loxley in College Park in Maryland. I am preemptively excited for that football game. Two guys who recruit this area very well. And as you know, results on the field matter when you're recruiting. It'll be week three. Everybody's got their legs under them. That's going to be exciting. Week four, they're hosting JMU in Blacksburg. It's going to be a JMU team coming off a heck of a season, one that has made their name with wins down in Blacksburg before. You wanted the gig, you got the gig. Welcome, James Franklin. You're getting a feisty JMU squad right after you get Maryland up in College Park next year. It's going to be a fun season. They're at Miami and at Clemson next year, in addition to hosting Georgia Tech and Pitt, who have both been good this year. It's not an easy schedule, but it's a fun schedule for sure. And James Franklin's the right guy for the job. And, I mean, look, it's easy to win the press conference. It's easy to say this is the right guy. He sure sounded today like he's still hungry for more. And I think that's what I'm always looking for. Is he hungry? Is he ready to do what it takes to win in college football? Because you can talk to any college football coach. We have a bunch of them on this show. It's hard to win as a college football coach. You got to recruit 100 kids. You got to deal with the portal. You got to deal with boosters. You got to organize your practices. You got to hire your staff. If you're good, your staff are going to leave. You got to hire new staff. Those staff are going to try to take your junior staff with them to their new place. It's hard to be a college football coach. Are you still hungry? Or do you just, this is what I do, and I got to get one more check out of this? And I think taking the buyout at Penn State is indicative that he's in this for the long haul as well. Because he was owed $45 million from Penn State, and that'll offset with what he makes in Blacksburg. He settled with Penn State. So instead of doing a true offset, Penn State's going to pay him $9 million to wash their hands of him Virginia Tech will pay him, and he'll get to cash those checks. It avoids litigation. But my guy just turned down $36 million that he didn't have to work for. He could have kept drinking those beers at those tailgates that he experienced for the first time recently. That's kind of insane. I'm aware he's coaching football most Saturdays, but he has some Saturdays off. He could tailgate if he wanted to. Did he enjoy beer? These are follow-up. David Teal, where are you? We need the follow-up questions asked down there in Blacksburg. He's 53 years old. He just learning about tailgating. He's going to learn a lot about it at Virginia Tech. D. Will jumps in. On the Xbox as a Tar Heel, I'll be watching Franklin closely. I think he's a great get for the Hokies. I think UVA fans feel that way, too. I'll out him. Robbie Robinson, voice of ECU. He's a UVA guy. We were chatting Monday night. Well, he bleeds black and gold, but he went to UVA.
He's allowed to have multiple passions.
You're allowed to enjoy two things. Three, you're pushing it. You're pushing it,
careful,
buddy.
Careful now.
Don't even think about it. We were chatting Monday night in Raleigh. It's been a week, man. It's been a busy week. We were chatting Monday night in Raleigh, and as a UVA fan, I don't like this hire, which I think UVA fans are like, I think they played it exactly correctly. They could have fired their coach last year, and I don't think anybody would have blamed them. Instead, they put that money into a nice roster, and I think it's paid off for them in a lot of ways. Easy schedule this year. You don't reboot the whole thing. You bring in Chandler Morris. Well, whatever it costs to get Chandler Morris, and if I say $5 million, just know I'm not speaking educatedly. I'm just, you know, that's what people say who talk to other people who talk to other people. That's not what it's going to cost next year, because now the Techs of the world have realized we got to spend that money too, and they're putting that money in. And in a tiebreaker situation between going to UVA and playing in front of a half-full crowd for a coach who's on the hot seat, or going to Virginia Tech to play for James Franklin in front of 60,000 crazy fans, I know which one I'm going to pick. I know which one they're going to pick. And I think Coach Loxley up in Maryland knows those guys are defecting down to Blacksburg now soon, too. The big question for me, hanging over the whole thing, because I think James Franklin's great. I think this is a great hire. I think he'll nail recruiting in the area. Is there enough talent in, let's call it, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia? Is there enough talent to field a legitimate national competitor of a football team? Or is geography destiny? Because it is for the SEC. I thought the Big Ten and the SEC would compete on level footing. They haven't. The SEC is way better than the Big Ten and more interesting. It's geography. All those kids in Louisiana, all those kids in Georgia, all those kids in Alabama, all those kids in Florida play high school football year-round. They don't do that up north. There's talent. You know, look at Ohio State. Look at Oregon. There's not talent, but it's different down there. Can he get a winning football team out of this area? And certainly we've seen the growth of high school football here. There have been, you know, as Highland Springs has risen, and now Verina is a bit of a super team. The private schools having their years as well. Dinwiddie certainly cranking out top recruits. I think there's a lot of talent to be had here that right now is scattering to the winds. And Bernie Sanders meme, I am once again asking that the best high school players in Virginia play college football representing a team from the great Commonwealth of Virginia. Will it happen? I don't know, but I think James Franklin's the best guy to find out. I can't think of anybody better than a dude who is literally knocking on the door of a natty the last time we saw him, and now is putting on the maroon tie as the newest coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies. We will hear more from him in hour number two. He's still chatting with the writers down there in Blacksburg. So we'll get those clips. We'll play them for you in hour number two. Zach Joachim drops by. Breaking news out of the A-10. Bernadette McGlade retiring at the end of the year. What does it all mean? Oh, and VCU hung with NC State. What does it all mean? I haven't even mentioned the Commanders. Hour number two on tap. You're listening to your home for Hokie football in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan. Now,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kind of fan 105.1 FM. I love doing this show any day. I love doing this show in May when we just kind of fill the time and talk and hang out. We have too much news. It's too much show today. We can't stuff it all in the bag. We're going to need to pay for the overweight suitcase on the airplane. Tell Awad he's off today. We're just going till 3. There's so much going on today. James Franklin is your one seed, unquestionably. He is the head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies. He did his introductory press conference. We aired it live. Grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. You'll hear more from his chat. He chatted with some of the reporters who cover the team right after the press conference. We'll play some more of that for you in about 10 minutes. So you'll get to hear more from James Franklin. He's the one seed. We're not losing sight of that. He's the one seed. Also, Bernadette McGlade, the Atlantic 10 commissioner, announced she's retiring at the end of the year. And what did I say earlier? I've been critical of her. That's probably putting it mildly, but is a nice opportunity for the A-10 to reset, to get somebody in who can lift this league into multiple bids a year because it's feeling pretty stagnant right now. Also, the Commanders are on bye, so I don't have any Commanders news. But we still have more news because last night, NC State announced that they're going to play football next year against UVA. That's scheduled. It's an ACC game. In Brazil, NC State and UVA are going to play their football game next year in Brazil, according to thewolfpacker.com and Pack Pride. That's one of the recruiting sites. They're talking about moving the football game. And again, I just want to say this so that where everybody's clear on it.
Where?
To Brazil.
Nope. I don't get it. I was thinking one more time I was going to get it.
The NFL moves football games to Brazil, to Spain, to London, and sells those games out, and they are spectacles. Daddy Yankee did the halftime show. They're big operations.
Gigs
did the London game at halftime. Dublin got a game. Sold out. It drives international tourism. Is Brazil, are the great people of Brazil clamoring for NC State UVA conference action? Is this a thing the people of Brazil have been demanding?
It's possible we've been sleeping on the college football fandom of Brazil.
It's also possible that they're prepared to take advantage of market confusion. Hey, do you remember, what was it, Eagles-Packers?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Eagles and the Packers played here a couple of years ago? Wasn't that awesome? Great news, Brazil. We're bringing football back to Brazil.
Football's here.
Is Saquon coming back? No, but hear me out.
Stop asking questions.
Hear me out. Remember Russell Wilson?
Oh,
yeah. His college is coming. Who's going to this? Now,
confused people.
Well, UVA fans have money, so there will be, let's say, 1,000 UVA fans there who will pony up because it'll be an experience. It'll be a week. They'll go there. Let's say there's 1,000 NC State fans who we're going to block off the week. We're going to go. My Kansas Jayhawks are playing in London next year against Arizona State. Is it a stupid idea? Yes. Did my family group text immediately ask, are we going? Yeah. Of course. So there will be UVA fans going. There will be NC State fans going. Are there Brazilians going? I don't know. Because here's the thing. If the Indian Cricket League, whatever the Premier League of Cricket is, if they played a game at City Stadium next week, a test, I'd go. Just for the kicks.
Yeah. Flat bat.
Right? I think maybe there's a curiosity. I'm just unclear how this is a moneymaker for the people involved. Also, more news. Josh Harris. We're going to do this quickly because I'm not going to opine on it. Josh Harris, the Commander's owner, was at the White House dinner last night for the Saudi crown prince. That's a news item. That's the news item. For more on that, tune into 1140 WRVA. But it's a statement. He was at the dinner. They're negotiating. There's a stadium deal. The Saudi crown prince was having a state dinner at the White House. Josh Harris attended. It's a news item. Fajita's got more on that. Fajita doesn't even have more on that. He's in Italy still?
Yeah, what there's somebody else is down there today.
What a gig. What a gig.
Colette, we're interested.
Brazil next year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was Pack Up take the show to Brazil
UVA,
for a week?
UVA, let's go.
Exactly. And I'm not done with the news because the Pop-Tarts Bowl has announced, Hazel, that there will be 6 edible mascots.
6!
At this year's Pop-Tarts Bowl.
More!
Representing every flavor.
Every flavor.
Well, I mean, not literally every flavor, but
there
main...
There has to be hundreds.
Yeah, the main flavors of Pop-Tarts.
Oh, geez. Wow.
What a day.
So, we're going. We didn't go last year.
Pop-Tarts Bowl or Brazil?
Both? What do you mean?
I think
I'm blowing out our travel budget. Let's call back.
Last year, we undershot the Pop-Tarts Bowl because our teams were too bad to be selected. I fear this year we are overshooting the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I think UVA will be off the board by the time the Pop-Tarts Bowl picks.
The delicate middle for the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
It's not impossible that we get UVA in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. They probably got to lose to Tech, though. And that's going to sting if they do.
Oof.
Like, we have the must-win conversation a lot because I'm usually telling my guests, our noon to three host, that a game is not a must-win game until it's a mathematical. That's a must-win game. Can you imagine having the better team and losing at home to a team that just announced James Franklin's coming? You look up must-win game in the dictionary, there's a picture of that football game taking place in Charlottesville next weekend. You can't count on much. UVA fans know that. You can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can catch your local NFL games on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I'm just too worked up over the Pop-Tart situation. Can't even make it through the reader here, Hazel. It's a big day.
There's going to be a huge toaster.
You're already thinking of the logistics.
Yeah, are you kidding me? They had the working toaster last time, but now there's 6 Pop-Tarts.
Tech next year, James Franklin eating a cinnamon Pop-Tart in midfield after a Pop-Tarts Bowl victory.
Yes.
That's the springboard to greatness.
Yes.
Win the Pop-Tarts Bowl next year at Natty. That's that's the 2-year James Franklin progression.
You heard it here first.
You'll hear from him, probably not that, but you'll hear what he said to reporters in Blacksburg a few minutes ago. We'll play that for you when we return on your home for Virginia Tech football.
James Franklin week on the Fan. He's a coach of Virginia Tech football. Look out. The Hokies are coming.
We heard from James Franklin. We'll hear from you, your thoughts on his introduction as coach at Virginia Tech. But it's Wednesday, and I missed my guy on Monday, so we got to catch up here. He did, Zach Joachim does his Inside the Rams Horns video. That's not whatever they call that. He can tell me. He's probably laughing on the phone right now. But he did it from his kitchen on Monday. I thought that was a nice touch. Like, look, Humanell, he's a creator now. He's not just a journalist. He's a creator as well. Zach, good morning, dude. What's up?
That's the idea. I couldn't make it down to Raleigh. We wanted to, you know, bring the people behind the curtain sometimes, right? You got to give them the make it look real and be a creator, you know, from your own space.
I was really excited about that game. I thought it was a great college basketball game. I think NC State's going to be fantastic this year. I think they're going to be a tournament team easy. I think this loss will age well to the extent a loss ages well. I also think it's okay to be really frustrated that they couldn't seal the deal.
Before we get to VCU NC State, get a load of this dream I had last night, MP. All right, so VCU has a football team, but nobody knows about it, and it's secret. They got a secret football team, and it turns out that I'm breaking the story that Jared Goff is their quarterback, and I find out that Jared Goff is their quarterback because they're scrimmaging Dartmouth. I have no idea why it was Dartmouth. I don't even know if Dartmouth has a football team. Does Dartmouth have a football team?
I think so.
More than VCU has a football team, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So Jared Goff's VCU was scrimmaging Dartmouth, and I was staking it out, breaking the story, both that VCU even had a football team and that Jared Goff was their quarterback. So that's what I was dreaming about last night. Anyway, VCU fans don't want to hear about moral victories. They've had way too many moral victories in the non-conference over the last, you know, generation of fandom and few years, right? So many games in which VCU acquitted itself admirably and didn't get that hang your hat on at non-conference win. And I understand that. We all understand that. Phil Martelli understands that. He said it after the game the other day. You know, I'm not into moral victories, but NC State's going to win a lot of games. That's an incredibly high-powered offense. How good is Darian Williams?
Ooh,
man,
boy.
You can see every reason why he's the ACC preseason player of the year. Barry Evans did a great job on him in that second half. I thought Barry Evans was outstanding. I really think that blocker charge call against St. Peter's ignited a little something in him, because he's played three fantastic halves of basketball since that happened. And man, I think VCU went up six spots in KenPom with that loss, right? They went up from 64 to 58. And so I think that tells you all you need to know about how good that NC State team is. There were a lot of people around the country who went, "Ooh, that VCU team is legit. They're going to be right at the top of the A-10 like everyone expected them to be."
It was validating for me in that, okay, this is a good roster that Phil Martelli has assembled. That's not everything, but we also saw him coach really well, too. Every time NC State made a run, they had an answer. Every time NC State switched up their defense, VCU had an answer. He got Barry Evans out of his funk in the last couple of games, to the extent you can have a funk in two basketball games. That's a small sample size. I feel like early returns are positive on the coach.
Very much so. And they're fun to watch, too. And I think that's been a big part of it as well, is that they play at this pace that everyone expected them to be at under Martelli. And they were really fun to watch against Wagner in that opening game. And, man, just NC State wants to get up and down the floor as well, right? And so between those two teams, that was an incredibly entertaining basketball game that I think a lot of neutrals around the country ended up tuning into on a Monday night. And so you got a lot of eyes on VCU. And despite the loss, they very much passed the eye test as a team that can compete with power conference opponents and probably one that belongs in the NCAA tournament. And so a lot of positives to take away, even though VCU fans are certainly tired of moral victories. That was one the other night.
Okay, set the stage for the Bahamas. What's at play here?
In order to be realistically in the at-large conversation, I think they got to get two. Would really like to have three. You got to get past USF in that first game. Vanderbilt is really good, and I would correct what I said yesterday on the radio when I was talking to mid-major Matt, saying that Vanderbilt is actually the highest-ranked team of any that VCU has seen thus far. They're a tier above NC State and Utah State, just according to KenPom. I think they're 13th in the country in adjusted efficiency right now. That's a really good Vanderbilt team. And so if you could get a shot at them, that would make a huge difference in your metrics. St. Mary's, I think, is right next to NC State at like 24 in the country. And so you have great opportunities. And you know what I am hoping for, MP? I want VCU Virginia Tech.
Of course.
Virginia Tech
Neoclis
is right next to VCU. Yep. VCU 58, Tech 57 right now. And the name that I'm not going to be able to pronounce, our friend Mr. Didlake won't shut up about how good this Greek guy is for Virginia Tech.
Jackson.
Virginia Tech.
You pronounce his name Jackson.
His name is Jackson. Yes.
Jackson Didlake.
Jackson.
No, I'm playing. Neoclis Evdalis.
He says Tech is better than VCU because Tech's going to have the best player on the floor. I don't know. VCU went toe-to-toe with NC State in Raleigh. I think that would prove to you that they belong right there, and that would be a good basketball game, and there'd be a lot of trash talking around the state between people in Richmond and Blacksburg, and we obviously got plenty of Hokies fans here. And so that one would be a lot of fun. You got to get two wins, and that's going to be difficult because you could play Vanderbilt, I believe, in that second game. You most likely will play Vanderbilt in that second game if you can get past USF. So a lot hinges on that, man. I don't know. If they could lose to Vandy and then get that third one maybe against Tech and Vandy and St. Mary's playing the championship game, then you'd call that a success. But it feels like we say this every year, right, that a lot hinges on the MTE for VCU. And that's the case again this season. But given how close they were against Utah State and NC State, you feel like they're learning some lessons in those close losses against good opponents that are going to help them out in the Bahamas and that are going to help them out the rest of the year.
All right, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I genuinely don't know. Are you going down to the Bahamas?
I am not.
All right.
I am not, sadly. You know,
we'll watch on TV together.
Yeah, travel budget constraints and all of that, but I also haven't spent a Thanksgiving with my family in 3 years because I was in Orlando 2 years ago and in Charleston last year. And so, you know, they were saying it might hamstring the travel budget a little bit the rest of the year. And so I said, okay, I'll take a year back with the family that I haven't had for a while.
A lot of people say Thanksgiving with Awad is like having dinner with family. He's a little combative. He's got a lot of opinions, and he eats a lot. So it's kind of the same thing if you break it down that way.
Is Awad going down to the Bahamas?
No, Awad's not going to the Bahamas.
Okay.
Awad's dad went to Madrid, though. He texted me a picture of his dad with Joe Theismann randomly. And then he says that he's got the gall to say the next day on the radio, I feel really sorry for all these Commanders fans who traveled to Spain because they thought the team would be good, and it turns out they're not good. To which I say, where are they again? all right, speaking of things we've got to catch up on. If you run the marathon, you're legally required to let everybody know you ran the marathon. How'd the marathon go?
If you saw the social medias, I might have put the word out there a little bit.
Yeah, you're shy about it, but we thought I'd give you the opportunity to share.
Dude, it's such a beautiful day of community spirit. And I know that, you know, it sounds cliche and it's America's friendliest marathon and everything, but there's very much something to that. I never feel more connected to the Richmond community than, you know, when you're running 26.2 miles out on the streets and you have thousands of people cheering for you and you're fighting the pain and the psychological battles to try and get across that finish line, and you got little kids giving you high fives and holding the Mario mushroom power up signs. I ran a 4:02 MP. I ran a 4:02.
Is that four hours 2 minutes?
4 hours 2 minutes.
What's,
so we're going.
What's that pace?
We're telling that is a 9:13.
That's incredible. I could run 1 mile at 9 minutes and 13 seconds, right? Like, if we went out in the parking lot right now, I could run a 9-minute mile. I don't think I could run 2 9-minute miles, so.
We're telling people, we're going with I run a 4-hour marathon as a blanket, because that was close enough. We wanted sub-4. I told Phil Martelli sub-4. Phil Martelli, by the way, who is an awesome human being, and I think told me good luck in the marathon about 5 times last week. So I'm a little nervous here, because now I got to go talk to him in 21 minutes and tell him that I didn't quite get under 4 hours. He's going to be disappointed in me, MP.
Yeah, 4:02. There's a little change on the end.
Close enough there, right? The 18 mile mark is my body's nemesis, and I couldn't quite stay with the 4 hour pacers going through Northside, and I had to stop and walk for a couple of sections there, and then that recharged the body, and we kicked through downtown, and I couldn't quite catch him. But it was still a PR, and I think you always got to be thrilled with a PR. And so we'll set the goal at 3:30 next year, because you shoot for the moon, you might land among the stars.
Zach Joachim, Richmond Times-Dispatch, richmond.com. He can run 26.2 miles here in Richmond. All right. I know you got to set up at the Siegel Center, so let me know when you got to go. But I do want to talk about Verina Dinwiddie for at least a minute, because I think everybody's fired up for this one.
Dude, that you should have heard that Verina sideline during the Highland Springs game a couple of weeks ago. They were quite upset that they were dropped to number 2 in our rankings. And it's, you know, I get it. Everyone wants the us against the world mentality and to be able to say, you know, they doubted us. I've had plenty of coaches ask me to pick against their team on a given week or even to drop them in the rankings because they want bulletin board material for their team, right? And so
do you do it?
Everyone. Yeah, I have done it before. Yes. And then I did it. I'll be honest. I'll put it out there. I did it this past weekend. Sam Mickens asked me to pick against Trinity in the BISAA championship game. He's trying to motivate his guys.
How'd that go?
And so I picked Benedictine, and I picked up a game on Savannah in our picks. So that worked out well for me. But man, I don't see all the respect in the world for what Dinwiddie has done this year. And look, we were wrong. We were so wrong at the beginning of the year. Harry Dalton was a generational talent. And we all thought that they would take something of a step back, losing him. They really have not. Zion Boisseau has been phenomenal at quarterback for the Generals. They've had contributions all over the field. Robert Pettaway has been leading what's been a stout defense for them. But Verina is so talented. And we've had Verina, you know, at either 1 or 2 all year. Because for me, I want to reward teams that play difficult schedules. And Verina lost to 1 point to the best team in Virginia, which is Maury. Roll Doors, my alma mater, for those of you who don't know out there. And Grimsley in North Carolina, was the best team in North Carolina, right, by one score on the road. And that, just, I think, with the level of competition that they've seen this year, that defensive line is nasty. If you haven't seen Jayshon Richardson play football, you're missing out. He's a UVA commit. Caleb Weish is one of my favorite talents that I've had a chance to cover at the high school level. He's the Verina quarterback who's been playing since he was a freshman. And I don't see how Dinwiddie knocks them off. I think Verina's got to be the strong favorites for not just a Region 4B title, but for a Class 4 state championship. But look, Navy Nation will be rocking. The Pit is a tough place to go. And you know, I'm certainly not going to count the Generals out with everything that they've accomplished this year, and would again admit that we were wrong in terms of the preseason prognosis on them.
You weren't wrong. You're just picking against them to motivate them. Good work, Zach. You did it. You did it. Mission accomplished. Is that the place where they serve bologna in the concession stand? Am I making
bologna
that up?
Bologna sandwiches.
Yeah.
Oh, and have we told you about the cannon situation?
Is there a cannon situation update?
So, well, there's a cannon there. There's always been a cannon there.
I know the cannon. The cannon scared the bejesus out of me multiple times.
It scares the bejesus out of me every time, too. It's very loud. And does it sound like a big, like, legitimate Civil War cannon? Yes, it does. And so in my brain, the cannon had become something that it's not, MP. It was, on two wheels. It was the big Civil War cannon that you wheel around and you have the big Q-tip, you know, that you stick the gunpowder down and the cannonball and everything. It's this. Have you ever seen it, like, physically? It's this tiny. It's a port cannon.
I've been to Dinwiddie. I've seen the cannon.
Dude, it's like a little tube that you put on the ground. And I couldn't believe it. And so I had hyped up this cannon to Savannah and Jackson and Matt, none of whom had seen it before, as this, you know, giant, massive thing that's going to scare you during the game because it's so loud.
Because you only heard it? You hadn't seen it?
You know, I think I had seen it, but my brain had convinced me that it was more. That the physical manifestation of this very loud boom that you hear was really a giant cannon and not just a little port cannon tube. So they were very disappointed with me when they saw what it actually is.
In your dreams, maybe VCU football can get a cannon as well.
Jared Goff. Hey, they were up 14-3 on Dartmouth in the second quarter.
Getting play-by-play of your dream now?
I was doing everything that I do at a high school game. I was taking down a play-by-play. I was trying to figure out who Jared Goff just threw that touchdown pass to.
Zach Waukee, Richmond Times-Dispatch, richmond.com. Phil Martelli chatting here in a bit. One more tune-up game before the Bahamas. Going to be a lot of fun, as it always is, because this is a great team to watch this year. Zach, have a wonderful weekend. Lots of fun ahead, and we will catch up with you soon. If we don't chat next week, I don't know if we will or not, but if we don't, happy Thanksgiving.
MP, you're the best, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope to see you Saturday.
Sounds great. That's Zach Waukee. He won't see me Saturday, but that's all right. You'll be able to listen to the game right here on your home for the Rams. More James Franklin coming up after this. You're listening.
All right, what a show. 910.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Thanks to the folks down Virginia Tech, making sure we got what we needed there so that we could bring you James Franklin live, and then James Franklin on tape delay chatting with reporters a few minutes later, which you heard right before this segment. We'll get you up to AWOD Radio. He's noon to three. So much to get to. It feels like the smallest news item on the board here is that UVA is going to reportedly play a football game next year in Brazil. Yeah, when that's low on the list, you know you're having a day. Bernadette McGlade's going to retire as commissioner of the A-10. Phil Martelli chatting with reporters today, getting ready for a home game Saturday tune-up game before they go to the Bahamas. But I welcome in our 12 to 3 host, AWOD Radio. Adam, I want to tell you about Virginia Tech's first four football games next year.
Okay.
I want to collect your thoughts on them. They open with VMI. They'll win. That's a nice feel-good start to the James Franklin era. He won the press conference today. He'll win the opener against VMI. Week two, they are hosting Old Dominion. You mentioned he's down there in Norfolk, poking around, kicking the tires. We saw ODU beat the brakes off of these guys this year. I think that's a statement game for James Franklin. Things are different now. We've turned the corner. Week three at Maryland in College Park. Well, that's going to be fun. What week four, JMU's coming to Blacksburg. That's a really good first four. Like, we're going to have some fun with the Hokies next year.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's almost like that's what James Franklin would have wanted, right? With his connections at ODU with Ricky Ronnie, his connections at Maryland with Coach Loxley. He was at JMU for a year as a wide receivers coach. And I think the message is, if you want to win in-state recruiting, you win the in-state games. That's how you change people's minds.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch JMU as they grow. I hope they keep playing that game because that's a game the state needs.
I hope that JMU doesn't lose their coach again and take a big step back. Because, look,
there's a
losing
lot.
One coach, when you get to a line of coaches leaving, just becomes very hard for the program.
There's a lot of smoke there. We'll say that.
I mean, there has to be, right? He's the top five, the top G5 team, or if he's not your top, he's in the top three. And there's a million openings.
We talked about this with Martelli. What's the over-under on Martelli? I think it's 2.5 years. I think, like, if he leaves in two, I'm not going to be surprised. If he leaves in one, I would be very surprised.
Yeah.
But if he leaves in two, I'm not going to be surprised.
And as a fan of the program, like for JMU or for VCU basketball, I love how you have to win to leave. And the same thing applies to James Franklin at Virginia Tech. I think this is going to be a pit stop where he will end up in the SEC in the next 7 years. But he's got to win at Virginia Tech to get that opportunity. He's going to have to take them to a CFP.
Does James Franklin coach a college football playoff game at Virginia Tech?
Yes.
There you go. I like the enthusiasm.
If the ACC survives, right?
Well, I think Tech's okay. I think the ACC clearly has an expiration date now. 2030 is when all the rights deals expire. 2031 will be when college football realigns. That's 5 years from now. I think if James Franklin is still here in 5 years, he probably didn't make a college football playoff game and didn't get on the ship out of town. But I think Tech's well positioned. I think somebody absorbs them into the Super League whenever that comes.
I hope so. I mean, this year is important. Just like last year, getting two teams in was important. They both ended up losing, right? So I think it is crucial that you get a team in this year to maybe win a game, because I don't think two teams is possible right now with the way the committee is.
Well, I think the ACC is done. I think the ACC is toast in 2031. The question is just who is going to get tossed a life raft and who is going to be told you're Big East again? Like, who's going to be kicked to that second tier of, like, there's going to be the big boys and there's going to be everybody else.
So why do you think the ACC would die but the Big East would survive without football?
So you have two super conferences, the SEC and the Big Ten.
Right.
They'll absorb everybody they want to absorb.
They'll call it the East and the West or something.
Yeah, and the North-South would be natural. And then you're going to have a lot of really good schools with football traditions. Kansas, Arizona State, BYU, Utah, name your Washington State. Go down the list, even on the East Coast. You're certainly going to have plenty of survivors. Wake Forest probably won't get absorbed into a super conference. Maybe NC State won't get absorbed into a super. Like, you're going to have enough teams that you'll still have a quiet. Will they call themselves the ACC? Will they call themselves East Coast Blight? Whatever. Something's going to happen, though. Like, they won't just quit playing football at that point. But I think Tech's going to the big time. We're running out of time. I have so many things I want to ask you about. We'll save it, though. We'll be back at this tomorrow, because we got to get to AWOD Radio. 3 hours, live and local. Very briefly, you got a few seconds here. What do we got cooking today?
Wizards Wednesday, Dave Johnson. We'll go around the NFL, pick the best games of the week, and we go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback every Wednesday on QBIQ.
One of my favorite segments, James Franklin. He's a coach at Virginia Tech. You'll hear Senior Day against Miami. I'm guessing he'll be there making an appearance. You'll hear it right here on your home of the Hokies. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.